For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Most people in West Michigan know that when it comes to craft beer, we're pretty lucky. But on the national level, there's a dark side to the craft boom. Some see the industry as very much a boys' club. That means women in craft beer have to deal with female stereotypes and stigmas every day. A few months ago, a beer store in Minneapolis even talked about banning certain beers with sexist label art. Luckily, in West Michigan, women are playing a major role at breweries like Boatyard, Arcadia, and Tibbs. The West Michigan Beer Tours Company is highlighting those women today by running a Women of West Michigan Beer Tour. I wanted to learn more, so I caught up with a few of them. I first headed to the small, crowded confines of Tibbs Brewing Company on Burdick Street to chat with Cindy Tibbs. She owns the brewery with her husband, Kevin, and does all of the behind-the-scenes stuff here. Paperwork, payroll, taxes. When the two launched the brewery a year and a half ago, it was very much a partnership. But Tibbs says getting people in the industry to understand that isn't so easy.
If we're meeting somebody new, they automatically go up to Kevin and they start talking to Kevin about paperwork or how do you do this or what do you use this form for? And he just looks at me like the deer in the headlights look. You'd have to talk to my wife. And you can see for that split second that they're like, oh. And then they turn to me and they're like, so can you help?
Tibbs says it's these little things that get on her nerves, the stereotypes. Even though the craft beer industry grew 22% just last year, Tibbs says she still gets stuck dealing with these same old assumptions.
One of the things that Kevin and I enjoy doing is we go on beercations. So whenever we're traveling, we try to hit local breweries just to kind of get that experience and find out what they're doing and just see if there's any good, you know, best business practices that we can implement here. And I definitely see more of a stigma when we go to other states and maybe they don't have as much of a craft beer industry, that they make those assumptions. Lots of times they'll look at me and start reciting all the fruity beers, and then they'll look at Kevin and start telling him what the heavier beers, the darker beers, the more robust beers. And personally, I like stouts, I like porters, I like dark, robust beers that are higher in alcohol. I just really enjoy them.
After leaving Tibbs, I head across town to Boatyard Brewing and talk with brewer Amy Wagaman. She has an eerily similar story. It happened at a festival in Michigan. She walked in and was immediately confronted by a bartender.
The man took one look at me and he said, "Let's get you a raspberry wheat." And I took my ticket back from him and I said, "If you say it to me again, I'm walking out of here." I said, "Give me your DIPA. You know, I want your double IPA. That's what I came for."
Wagaman's originally from Indiana. When she heads back home, she hears this kind of stuff all the time. But in Michigan, she says, it's not nearly as bad. Wagaman isn't exactly sure why it's better. She thinks it might just be that the craft beer industry is so much bigger here. But she also points to a group called Fermenta. It's specifically for women in Michigan's craft beverage industry.
You know, it offers women a chance to talk shop among other women, but also membership is limited to women, but events aren't limited to women. And we get a lot of guys that come to events and a lot of guys who will line up for our beer or our other beverages, you know, at festivals and stuff. And I think that it helps with that mutual respect to say, you know, we're here and we make quality things too.
Back at Tibbs Brewing, Cindy Tibbs says that the best way to fight back is to showcase women and their achievements.
It's truly a paradigm shift. It's getting everybody to think differently. It's not just about men in the brewing industry.
And that, Tibbs says, is the important thing about something as simple as a Women of West Michigan Beer Tour.
So that it's not such a stigma, it's not such a, oh, you mean there's women brewers out there? Absolutely there's women brewers out there, and they do a phenomenal job. They make amazing beer, and it's not all fruity beer either.
In Michigan, Tibbs says, how people look at gender and brewing is changing. And if craft beer keeps growing in other states, it could change how drinkers across the nation see it too. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.